from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, a utility says the drinking water in New Jersey's capital city and some surrounding communities went largely untested for more than a year, and that it fired a worker who falsified the reports. Trenton Water Works said in a letter to customers last week that it became aware of the problem a year ago. It says an investigation determined that the water sample collector fudged reports meant to monitor for disinfection byproducts, E. coli, and other things from October 2022 through last December. The worker who hasn't been charged was eventually fired. A new law signed in New Jersey says job listings need to include the pay or at least a range. Alyssa Frank with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says their efforts helped to tweak the bill to include only employers with at least 10 workers.
We didn't want this to impact our smallest businesses in New Jersey who might not have these formalized hiring processes.
The new law takes effect in 2025 on June 1st. New Jersey wants more heavy-duty vehicles like trucks, school buses, and RVs to have electric engines. Manufacturers will need to provide more of these zero-emission vehicles over the next decade. Ray Cantor with NJBIA says the business community supports decarbonization of transportation, including trucks, but New Jersey isn't ready for this.
It's setting us up for failure. The trucks are too expensive. They don't meet the needs of the consumers who are buying them. The electricity is not there. The infrastructure is not there, which is why we're all for a delay in this program.
He says dealers will be struck with EVs people don't want to buy, while New Jersey customers can go next door to PA, where these regulations won't be in place. Online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, with kids between the ages of 12 and 15 most at risk. Join us for a New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators happening this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or listen right here on New Jersey 101.5. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. The number of job openings edged higher in October. The Labor Department says 7.7 million jobs were available at the end of the month, which is 200,000 more than September. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. Our next storm system coming into view tomorrow night. Let's talk about it by the numbers. Total precipitation as high as a quarter inch. That's not much. Total snowfall estimates have actually gone up a little bit here. I'm thinking we could see an inch or two on the ground northwest of the New Jersey Turnpike corridor. So we're going to watch for slippery spots, specifically Thursday morning. No problems for you tonight, although it will be cold. Mainly clear skies, lows in the 20s. And daytime hours tomorrow will be fine. Increasing clouds and turning breezy, highs lower 40s. Our chance of snow and rain showers will ramp up tomorrow night, lasting through mid-morning on Thursday, then clearing but windy. Falling temperatures Thursday, 40 in the morning, 30s in the afternoon. And Friday is going to be the coldest day of the week. Sunny and breezy, highs only mid-30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clark 40, Middletown 41, Atlantic City 41. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Ford's Jewelers. Visit Ford's Jewelers now through December 7th to create your personal holiday wish list. Enter to win luxurious prizes, then send your special someone to shop your list with their expert guidance. Experience the Ford's Jewelers difference in Ford's New Jersey.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.